It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Menominee Falls-based department store Kohl's recently appointed their third CEO in 3 years, as sales have declined for almost 3 straight years, and their stock is about half of what it was 2 years ago. This month, Kohl's announced the closure of 27 stores around the country. None of those are in Wisconsin.
The company brought in former Walmart executive and Michaels CEO Ashley Buchanan to lead the company. Former CEO Tom Kingsbury told analysts in November that many of the problems are self-inflicted.
Suzanne Kapner is a reporter following the retail industry for the Wall Street Journal. Suzanne, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got these numbers. Kohl's declining for 11 quarters in a row. Company shares way down. Stores closing. Tell us a little more about the problems behind Kohl's and all those unhappy numbers for them.
Well, Kohl's, in an effort to attract younger shoppers, made some changes to its stores. It added Sephora shops and Babies R Us shops in its stores. And, you know, on the face of it, that sounds really smart. Those tend to pull younger customers, and brands do need to add new younger customers to survive. But they, in order to make room for those new shops, they took away some areas that were really important to its existing customers, like fine jewelry, petite clothing, and private label brands.
And that those decisions, as you mentioned, those are all trying to fix the problem. But it sounds like, apart from Sephora, which I understand did pretty well at Kohl's, a lot of those decisions took a bad situation and maybe made it even worse.
Yeah, I think they just overshot a little bit. They, they maybe took too much space away from these categories, and now they're reversing some of that. They're adding fine jewelry back into their stores. They're adding more petite clothing selections. They're adding back in more of their private label brands like Sonoma. Those are areas that really resonate with the core Kohl's shopper, and those people did not want to see those departments shrink.
Now, a lot of department stores, not named, I guess, Walmart, are facing some challenges these days. How does Kohl's compare to the rest of the competitors in the field?
Well, I would just note, I mean, we don't really consider Walmart a department store, right?
Okay,
they're a giant discount store. Half of their sales come from grocery. It's not really comparable. But Kohl's, Kohl's peers are companies like Macy's, JCPenney, Nordstrom is a little bit higher end. But, you know, those more traditional department stores that have a wide selection of apparel, home goods, beauty, that kind of thing. And Kohl's is a laggard here, big time. I mean, Macy's has been struggling, but Kohl's sales are down way more than anybody else in the group.
Now, we've got this sort of revolving door at the top spot at Kohl's. We've got former Walmart executive, former Michaels CEO Ashley Buchanan, the latest entry to try to turn things around at Kohl's. What do we know about the new CEO of Kohl's?
Well, he spent about a dozen years at Walmart, and he held some chief merchandising roles there. And he's known as a good merchant. And he, by all accounts, he's done some good things at Michaels. When he joined Michaels in 2020, the retailer was struggling. Its stores were dirty. It was having trouble, keeping its shelves stocked. It was late to a lot of the trends. He reversed some of those issues, and he's added new features like in-store birthday parties and crafting events to make the stores more experiential.
You've looked at a lot of these department stores. I almost feel like, is there anything that a company like Kohl's can do to turn things around? Or is there a retail situation, a shopper situation that says, hey, some stores aren't going to make it or aren't going to do well in the current environment?
There's no doubt that department stores are challenged, but Kohl's has some advantages. For one, their stores are not located in these aging shopping malls. They're in strip centers where people want to shop these days. They get more foot traffic to those strip centers. So that's a good thing for them. And, we've seen department stores like Nordstrom just came out with very good numbers for the holiday season. So it is possible to find the balance. I think that's what they need to do, is find this balance of how do they draw in new customers without alienating the old.
Talking to Suzanne Kapner with the Wall Street Journal. Suzanne covers the retail industry. We're looking at Kohl's. Tough times over the last few years. New CEO now. Suzanne, you mentioned earlier Kohl's trying to do what a lot of companies are trying to do, bring in younger shoppers. What are some of the challenges with the youngest couple generations of shoppers to get them to come into department stores like Kohl's?
Well, first of all, department stores are not on their radar as the first place they want to go to shop. You know, they want to go to Brandy Melville or Aritzia or Reformation or some of these hot, newer, young brands that really cater to their age group. So, you know, that's a really big challenge for department stores.
Is there something unique about these younger generations, or does every younger generation say, no, no, that's my parents' store. I need something new and different?
Well, you know, there's some data out there that shows, you know, people are starting families later. And usually when you get married, have children, you might be more inclined to go to a department store because you can sort of shop for the whole family in one place. So that maybe has been a bit of a headwind for department stores. But Kohl's has said, as it's added these Babies R Us shops, it is drawing in more families. And it says Sephora, you know, beauty has been a huge area of growth, especially with younger customers. And it says that Kohl's has said that, you know, 40% of the customers who shop at Sephora shops are younger. So it seems like they're on the right track with those ideas. They may have just, you know, overshot in terms of like the space allocation.
Now, activist investors in Kohl's were partly responsible for bringing in the now outgoing CEO. And there had been pushes from investors to sell Kohl's or to split off Kohl's online thing, some kind of a big, very fundamental change. Do you expect to see more activity like that in the coming years?
Well, one thing that's possible is you could see a bid to take Kohl's private. We are seeing that as a trend with some of these department stores. JCPenney, after they filed for bankruptcy, they are now a private company. The parent of Saks Fifth Avenue went private. Nordstrom just agreed to go private in a deal led by the Nordstrom family. And the thinking is it's just easier to fix the problems away from the prying eyes of the public markets.
And finally, for people who shop at Kohl's regularly or occasionally, are these changes or changes back going to be super visible? Are we going to see prominent changes when we walk in the door, maybe with a handful of Kohl's cash?
For those customers who are missing fine jewelry and petites and private label, you should, you know, start to see those changes. They've already added over the holidays, Kohl's put 200 fine jewelry shops back in its stores. So they have begun already to make some of these changes, and they should be visible to Kohl's shoppers.
Suzanne, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Suzanne Kapner, a reporter following the retail industry for the Wall Street Journal, talking about the latest news from Wisconsin-based Kohl's department stores. Now for a broader look at the challenges facing the retail industry, let's bring in Nancy Wong, the Kohl's Chair in Retail Innovation and Professor of Consumer Science at the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. Nancy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've seen Kohl's having sales declines for a few years now. Other stores, Macy's, JCPenney, facing challenges. The Wisconsin chain Shopko, of course, is gone now. What are some of the challenges that these department stores are facing in recent years?
Well, you know, I guess a lot of it has to do with, I think it is on multiple fronts. First is, of course, the advent of technology such as AI and various kind of social media shopping platforms, but also fundamentally the demographics of the shoppers that I think these department store chains have been traditionally relying on, and also the current economic challenges as well. I think many of them combine to actually contribute to the kind of difficulties and challenges that department stores are facing.
Let's talk about those demographics, Nancy. Who in generations past would we expect to be shopping at these stores that aren't shopping there now?
The traditional customers for many of the department store chains that has evolved, you know, in this format for the past few decades, when people are accustomed to shopping, I think, in person, And also when department stores actually serve a need for a one-stop kind of shopping. So, you know, you can just go to Kohl's, for example, or at Macy's, and you get all your shopping needs fulfilled, whether it is from, you know, I think personal care products to home decor to apparel needs to children's needs and whatever. So I think department stores format have kind of benefited a great deal from this one-stop shopping concept in, you know, whether it is within a shopping mall or if it is just off the shopping mall as Kohl's actually originally started. But I think the demographics have changed in terms of their shopping habits. So that's the number one thing. And of course, I guess the traditional middle-class family shoppers who are actually the core shopping segments for these department stores have, of course, I think partly they have aged out, and then they are being replaced by your Gen Zs and the millennials who actually have very different shopping preferences and not to mention shopping habits.
What are the different preferences and habits of those younger generations?
Well, the younger generations, first of all, they have many more options to choose from, especially you know, in these different sort of channels that they could reach, you know, especially online shopping. So, and that changes have happened, you know, within the past five to 10 years, which basically coincide with, you know, the kind of challenges that many traditional stores have faced, because most Gen Z and millennials prefer to shop online. And once you are actually willing to go online, you have the options of going to many more different stores, you know, going from department store chains to all the other more specialized retailers in the product categories that they get to choose from and having them delivered to them at home.
One suggestion I've seen is that, hey, the big elephants in the room here are Walmart for people who want to shop in person, and you can shop online via Walmart too, or of course, Amazon for the people who want to shop online, and they're so huge. Are those two parts of the story of why people aren't going to some of these more longer running familiar department store brands?
Absolutely, because and I guess some actually department store chains have tried to evolve to meet that kind of challenges. In other words, to be more like Walmart and to be more like Amazon, in the sense that they no longer just carry, I think, their own store brands or national brands, which is really traditionally what stores tend to offer, but, you know, going to, I think, a much bigger variety of vendors. I think the current format is what we call a marketplace kind of platform. So that, you know, customers who can go into, say, Macy's.com and be able to actually access products from other vendors that are not actually carried by Macy's, but just shopping via their platform. And I think that would actually help, I think, the stores to continue to build on that relationship and have that connections with their current customers, and also in the hope of attracting new ones.
Another suggestion I've seen is that, Nancy, with inflation that came after the COVID pandemic, people are shifting to want to go to discount places and, you know, maybe stores like TJ Maxx or Marshalls or H&M, where people at least perceive that they're getting a deal that they might not get at your more mainstream department stores. Is that part of the story?
That is also part of the story. And I think, you know, it also is reflected in people's dining out options. The unfortunate thing, given the kind of economic, I think, turbulence and challenges that we've been facing in this country, it's really the segments that are most, I think, financially squeezed are the middle class, which are the core segments of the customers that most department store chains used to enjoy. And so the market has basically been disrupted or been divided into two segments now. The bargain shopping and the discount chain stores, as you know, the ones that you have just mentioned. And of course, you know, the other one is to go high end. The ones who are not affected, you know, they actually have more options now in the luxury brand segments that also have done pretty well. And the ones that being squeezed and faced with the challenges are really the middle class segments, both for dining out as well as shopping.
Now, we've seen some chains, including Kohl's, try different stuff. Basically, Kohl's cut back on jewelry, cut back on store brands, went for more variety of brands of things like that. Well, now the outgoing CEO says, nope, we blew it. Those weren't the right answers. Are there right answers for stores like this? Or are these, you know, the demographic changes you're talking about, the shift to online shopping? Is this an unsolvable situation for chains like Kohl's?
I would say yes, because to the extent that if you think that these changes, especially the demographic changes and the economic changes, are long-term, especially the demographic changes, they are. So the question then becomes, what is the relevance of the physical stores? Why do people have to go to stores if they can get things delivered at home? They have to have a compelling reasons to go to stores. And I think one of the shining, I think, success for Kohl's is its collaboration with, say, Sephora. And so people, I noticed that when you buy things online from Sephora, you have the options of picking it up at the store locations at Kohl's, which I think in many ways give people a reason to go to the store. And I think if you can capitalize on some of the related shopping activities that comes out from generating that traffic, that is one win for the physical stores.
Is there a way, Nancy, to bring back the idea of, you know, shopping as a fun activity, a destination? Like, can stores appeal to consumer psychology to say, hey, it's not just about buying stuff. There's something in our experience here at the store that we provide that makes it worth coming in the door.
I think shopping is always about, it's not just fulfilling, you know, a need for certain products. A lot of the times, I think, is that excitement and the experiential part of discovering things. So I guess in order to continue to appeal people to come to the stores and shop as, I think, entertainment or for something that is social, I guess stores have to think of different ways of enticing customers to actually enjoy that journey. You know, I guess the thing is, not necessarily being a full range kind of stores in terms of having to have every department, because I think there are certain products, as you say, perhaps it's jewelry, perhaps it's, I think, home decor. They are not that relevant for people to go and shop in person. And there is also a limit to the range of products that people can explore. Maybe to offer certain things that are not replicable elsewhere that actually give customers a fuller, I think, way to explore certain product categories that they could excel in.
Interesting. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
That was Nancy Wong, professor of consumer science at the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison. She holds a chair endowed by the Kohl's Corporation, but has no direct ties to the company. Earlier, we heard from Suzanne Kapner, a reporter following the retail industry for the Wall Street Journal. We've been talking about Kohl's department stores and some of the challenges they're facing. And we want to hear from you. How have your shopping habits changed over the years? Have you gone more and more online, or do you prefer the in-store experience? Have you changed the kinds of stores, the brand names even, that you seek out? Email us, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.